Hey, Rich, how are you? Welcome to the Motor City Podcast in Detroit City.
There you go. How you doing?
I'm doing well, and I just saw you, Rich, as a matter of fact. I saw you on stage with Bad Company just a couple of nights ago out there at good old Pine Knob, DTE.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it was...
It was cool, yeah. I like that place. We played there a bunch over the years.
Well, yeah, I know the Crows have played there before, the Black Crows, of course, but the first thing I got to ask is, how do you find yourself in Bad Company? You know, not a bad band to fall back on.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm just really filling in. I mean, you know, I met Mick, I met Paul last November. There was a Jimmy Page event in Seattle, and he was being honored by the Experience Music Project, or for the Experience Music Project, and they asked me to come out and play, be part of a group of musicians that paid tribute, and it was me and Dustin Kagan on bass, and Kim from Soundgarden, and Jerry Cantrell from Alice in Chains, and Chris Novoselic from Nirvana, and then a bunch of people came in and played, and Rick Nielsen was there, and so it was, and Paul came, and he did some Firm songs, and so that's right. And then apparently Mick was unable to do this tour, and I'm not sure why. So they asked me to fill in, and I was like, yeah, man, absolutely. I mean, a chance to play with Paul was, a really cool opportunity. I mean, I grew up being a huge fan of Free and listening to Bad Company, on the radio my whole life, so.
Well, maybe we should insert this song, one of my favorites, or, walk in there.
Paul really has to sing those songs, and he knows what's best for his voice. So I was, I'm really cool not to have to make those decisions, For 26 years, I was always playing my music, and it was my band, and I was directing the band. So to be in this situation where I'm just kind of coming in and playing and filling in for another great guitar player, Mick, who seems like it's such a cool guy. I mean, just, it was really fun. It just was like a fun summer,
And that, I think that tour is just about wrapped up now, and you're getting ready to do some solo stuff and coming back here to Detroit in July.
Yeah.
That's coming right up, as a matter of fact. Sunday, July 24th, over at the Magic Bag, which is a great place to play.
It's a cool little place.
You've played there before, I'm pretty sure.
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I played there a long time ago, like 2002, I think. I had another band that I put together. And, yeah, we played there, man, and it was really cool. I mean, obviously, Detroit being such a music city, I mean, it's so cool to come in and play for everyone and, looking forward to getting back there and playing. And also, playing these new songs and having Sven in my band from the Crows. I just brought Sven in to play bass, and my good friend and my drummer, Joe Magistro, who's played with me outside of the Crows since 03, and, just really get out there and show these songs. Because, recording them is the first step, and then as you tour, these songs take a life of their own, and they take this new, really interesting path, and that's what I've always been into.
Have you had a chance to get out now and do some of the solo stuff in between these Bad Company dates?
Nope.
Or this is going to kick off the tour coming up? Oh, okay.
This is going to kick off the tour. We're in Charlotte right now, where there's three more Bad Company shows, Charlotte, Atlanta, and Nashville. And then I have 10 days off, and then I start my tour.
My goodness. I hope you've had a restful, tour on that bus, because you've got some work ahead of you, that's for sure. Well, Flux is the name of the new album.
Yeah, absolutely. So Flux came out on Friday. I'm really looking forward to, like I said, getting out there and playing these songs, especially on this record, when I went into the studio, I only had parts. So I only had, I really wanted to use the energy of the studio to flush everything, just to flush it out, see what happens. I'm always excited to just see what can happen when you go into the studio. And the amazing thing is anything can happen. You can change, certain songs you work on, you get it to a point, and sometimes I don't like it, and then you do one small thing, and then it shifts it, and it's like your favorite thing. And that life and that creative process is what really moves me and inspires me.
Well, you've surrounded yourself with some great people, some, you know, some former bandmates from the Crows and all of that. But what's it like for you to kind of have to, you know, run the show and step out and be, you know, under the spotlight as, you know, the singer and guitar player, as opposed to, you know, what you were doing, you know, either with Bad Company right now or with the Black Crows, of course, for some 25 years?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, it's definitely different. But I, you know, I always try not to just over compartmentalize or consider it. You know, I'm up there playing. I mean, I'm singing and all, and I guess I'm interacting more with the crowd because Chris was really good at that. You know, but to me, you know, it's still about music and it's still about getting up there and playing these songs and trying to connect with people. And that's really what it's about. So, I mean, ultimately, it's definitely a shift. But it's not something that is overwhelming, you know. And I'm after doing, you know, 4 solo records, 2 EPs, and 2 live albums, I'm getting comfortable with it.
Yeah. I was going to say, this isn't your first time around with a solo album, but you have a tendency to do double LPs. Not many people do that. You know, you've got a lot of music in you there, Rich. That's for sure. To lay out that many tracks. So what do you do? Just you're writing all the time, or you know, when you're touring and stuff like that?
I mean, more. I've always written when I felt like it. You know, and when something sparks an idea or something sparks something. I mean, that's when I've always written. And so, that way it never gets like laborious or pointed or like. You know, I'm not, it's just always done out of joy, you know? And so that's how I've always been. And so it could be a part here or someplace there. And, you know, and then sometimes I'll write a full song and one just sit down in 5 minutes, bust out a whole song. And sometimes it'll take a while and I'll go back to it and flush it out and change it. And so there's really no one process.
I wanted to I'll shift gears just a little bit because I'm looking at my notes here and it dawned on me that not only are you, you know, recording and performing, but you're also an artist as well. And when I was on the website, I saw some of the paintings and artwork that you've done. And it's really interesting, really good. Is that just something that you use to, you know, like de-stress after, you know, you've done a Bad Company tour or something like that?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's peaceful because there's no one else involved. You know what I mean? You don't have to. That's an oversimplification, but there's a peace to it because it's just you and this canvas, and you kind of get in there, and there's no personalities. It's just a direct conduit to your expression, you know. And it's also it's also an incredible amount of discovery, you know, discovering new ways to, you know, paint and new applications and concepts. And that's what's always struck me about it. I've been painting for about 24 years.
So, yeah, I've seen there's quite a bit of artwork up on the website. I really suggest people check it out. You can go to richrobinson.com, of course, and, you know, pull up.
No, it's .net. .com
is it?
Is a dentist.
Oh, well, he's sending everybody there.
Some guy has a family page or something for a dentist, like his family from like 19, like the first year the internet came on. And so, and he was not willing to part with it. So we're richrobinson.net.
Okay. Yeah. Richrobinson.net and get information there on the artwork and the upcoming release and the tour dates. But you mentioned, you know, Detroit has a rich history. And I have to say that Detroit and, you know, when we were playing the Black Crows, you know, and we still do, of course, but this was one of the early cities that really gravitated to the Black Crows, if I'm not mistaken, just because of the straight up rock nature of it, which is something that, you know, is really, you know, really harkens to the Motor City.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there was a connection there immediately. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, it was a lot of good years. And so that band, though, you've put to rest now, pretty much, from what I can tell.
Yeah, it's done. Yeah, I mean, you know, you never say never. You never know what's going to happen. But, yeah, it's not really doing anything anymore.
In the meantime, we've got the new CD coming out. It's called Flux. And it's available like coming up in just the next couple days, right?
What's coming up in the next couple
days? Is it out right now or is it coming out?
Yeah. It came out on Friday.
Okay.
Last Friday.
I knew it was.
So yeah, it just came out, which is cool. Yeah.
All right. Well, once again, The Magic Bag, that's Sunday, July 24th. And we're looking forward to seeing you back here in Detroit again. Just a couple of weeks ago,
You
were right here. But yeah, coming back, The Magic Bag is a great place. And we'll look forward to the new one. And send everybody to richrobinson.net to get more information on it. It was great talking to you,
Thank
Rich.
You, man. I appreciate it.